That means she's not coming.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't a camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Royer.
Royer. Is that the French word for Roger or the Spanish word for Roger?
It is the Spanish word for Roger.
Oh, that's sad.
Stupid.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 577.
577?
Where do we record, Chicago? I mean, Roger?
Foul Monkeys is brought to you out of
Portage
Chicago.
Park.
No, it's actually Belmont Cragen.
Oh, well, isn't that Portage Park right here?
No, I'm not going to tell you the name of that park on the air, but It's not that one.
Oh, because two whole listeners might stalk you?
Correct.
Okay. So you guys, we just got... news.
Okay.
Read it.
So the news that I got.
Back away a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now we got a. I mean, fuck.
There we go.
So we got an email. It's a direct email to me from Mariah Carey.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
I love your enthusiasm for this real information. And basically what it's saying that she is apparently going to be pre-selling her concert tickets for All I Want for Christmas Is You, A Night of Joy and Festivity.
And we just literally talked about this 5 minutes ago.
Literally. Before we started recording, we were talking about A Holy Night being the best song and Merry Christmas being the best album of Christmas music. And lo and behold, I'm checking my email.
She knew we were talking about her.
And
we're connected.
Lo and behold. And I love that Mariah Carey, every time she emails me a picture of herself.
Oh, my God. It's like a selfie.
It's like so narcissistic.
Which one is this? What picture is it?
It's from the Merry Christmas to You.
The ones where she's like.
No. Yeah, no. She's twerking. Correct. No, it's from the Merry Christmas to You album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she was pregnant with
really
the Babbers.
For.
She was pregnant with them babies.
Them babies?
Yeah, because she was fat as fuck with them babies.
I'm going to fix this.
Let's fix it.
So I was discussing, just for everyone's purpose, we're not reading any mail because we read that on the last show. So we'll only be reading it on the first show that we have.
Could you get up on that, people? Maybe send us some emails, call us.
Yeah, call us, tweet us. Text us, fuck us, whichever.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So we were discussing, I was telling Ricky, so the concert's going to be on January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Just kidding. We want less people to go.
Right.
So, I mean, Mariah did extend this invitation just to me. So.
And by me, you mean us.
And by us, I mean like 18 million people that she's got as a fan.
Which means I'm not even a part of her fan list.
Yeah. Because you're not a Lamely?
I've never signed up for it. Well, first.
Oh my God,
first we were honeybees, then we were butterflies, and now we're lambs. Like, can we just stick to one?
We've always been lambs. Mm. Always. Her fan club has been called Honeybee forever since I can remember. That I know
since
for a
honey?
Fact. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just have to say that I told Ricky we should go because this to me is a sign that this bitch is not touring because her concert in the Asias has been very disastrous.
No, but it hasn't. Like, it started to get better.
Yes.
Like, towards the end.
Right. It's getting better towards the end because it's ending.
Right. She's in Australia right now. Mm-hmm. I saw some pictures. They're celebrating.
And she dresses as Mrs. Claus for Halloween. I mean,
original.
Psycho.
She's probably filming a Christmas video for like this concert
this
or something
thing,
like for the
which
background.
Could be too. I think that we should go because I think that And wow. And wow. I need to stop eating candy.
Yeah, please stop. Oh, you're going to fall back and hurt yourself.
I think that we should go. It's a night in New York. I haven't been to New York in forever.
I've never been in New York City.
You've never been to New York ever in
no,
your life.
No, I feel ever. Like I need a
microphone. Ever.
Ever.
Girl.
A little closer. But not real close. Not real close.
Girl.
Girl.
Too close.
You've never been to New York at all.
No.
And you lived like really close by when you were a kid.
Not really.
Virginia's not that far from
New
York.
It's like 8 or 9 hours.
It's not that far from New York. I've driven to New Jersey like 18 times. And that's
yeah,
like a
because
16
you
hour
were
drive.
Stupidly in love with a boy that was stupid.
He's not stupid. He's actually very smart.
But, does he listen to the show?
No.
Then
I don't
stupid.
Think so. Well, okay. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Well, first, okay, first do we know all, anybody in New York that will put us up for a night? Because I ain't spending $500 for a hotel room.
No, but if it's just you and me going, we can split the hotel fee.
I ain't paying $250.
Cheap, y'all. Cheap by Foul Monkeys. We don't have to
somebody.
Stay in New York. We could stay in Jersey.
Ooh, that's trashy.
Oh, my God. clearly, this is not going to happen.
That's clearly. Too soon. That's not enough planning time.
No,
if
it's
she
not.
She would have said this in July, then yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
I would have probably... May have been able to do it, but this is too short.
Just, I mean, really.
You know, I'm a planner. I don't like spontaneous
you,
stuff.
So do I. Who are you talking about? I am the same way. But I'm just letting you know that we have enough time to do this. We're in November.
Girl, I'm trying to buy a house. I can't be spending $800 to go see Mariah Carey.
Okay, I'm just saying you're gonna regret it when she comes to when she doesn't come to Chicago because she decided to cancel her tour and we had an opportunity to go to New York to
well,
go see her.
Well, we can go next Christmas because she had a Christmas concert last year.
No, she did not.
She has one every year.
No, she does.
Yes, she does.
That's what you keep telling yourself to make yourself feel better for the fact that
she has one every year. And if I need one, I'll just pop her into my iTunes and we can have a concert.
You really love Mariah Carey.
Right. Love her.
So, I think we should go.
All right, we'll think about it. Maybe but, it could be listener sponsored.
Oh my God, that would be an awesome Christmas present, y'all.
We could do a video from New York City.
Yeah, we could.
So we want to get to something very important right now.
Okay.
I read an article.
Oh Lord.
It's about Sarah Palin and how she might be rerunning for office.
Oh God.
How do we feel about that?
The same as I feel about diarrhea. I'm so happy when it's happening. And then afterwards, I'm like, I fucking hate you.
Wait, who is happy when they're having diarrhea?
Well, you know.
No one is happy when they have diarrhea.
I am, because at least it means I got to shit.
No, that's disgusting.
I have IBS. I have issues.
You got everything.
I got IBS.
I have a sensitive stomach. I have to have coconut oil on my eyelids.
Oh my God, you are so fucking stupid.
Google it, loca.
AKA Google it, loca.
I wish she would run. I would love to see a debate between her and Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God.
Mind blown.
I mean, first of all, Sarah Palin getting on the stage and walking on
is really hard for her.
Yes. But then to see Hillary Clinton, I think she would look at the stairs and be like, I can't even.
Right.
And walk off. Minds would have been would blown be like, with seeing Hillary Clinton fucking enter the door of the fucking place where this debate right. would be happening.
It would be crazy. I would record that and I would watch it forever and ever.
Okay, so I have a question. Do you think that, okay, because have you seen the movie about her, Sarah Palin?
I did not see it.
Okay, you need to watch it because it's actually, Julianne Moore is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my other question. Do you think that McCain purposely did that picture? Like, do you think that that was something that was...
I think they picked her because they thought having a woman as vice president would get more women votes. But once they found out she was a fucking idiot, they were like, no, we can't do this.
Oh, and I remember the name of the other one that I said, Michelle Bachmann, that fucking that bitch dumb bitch. She is dumb worse bitch. Than Sarah.
Right.
Sarah, but she's like a zombie. When you watch her
how,
on...
How is a zombie worse than Sarah Palin? Well, they're the same because they have no brains.
I mean, just... I can't even with those two.
Right. Michelle Bachmann is crazy. The lady of Arizona.
Oh my gosh, she's another fucking batshit crazy woman.
Like, Arizona, like, when did they become the new Florida? I mean, seriously. Although both have gay marriage now, I think. I think Florida just got approved or something like that.
Yeah, they sure did.
Approved. FDA approved.
A seal of approval by Foul Monkeys. I don't know. I think that... I don't know. It just boggles my mind how... I mean, I guess that would be the logical way to think about it if John McCain actually thought that having a woman as his running mate...
That's exactly what they thought was going to happen. But then they
that
were...
That makes sense.
They were shot down because she was an idiot. She said all the wrong things.
And then she got crazy throughout the entire... like, right towards the end, she got super fucking crazy. I mean, well... And for the record, this is all according to the movie.
For the record. Oh, Lord.
There we go. And he doesn't want to go see her. So, I don't know. But, excuse me. Are we moving on from this topic?
Sorry, I was being Mariah Carey.
I'm flying away.
Spread your wings and prepare to fly.
Are you still up on American Horror Story?
No, I haven't seen the last two, so I can't talk about it. Because my AirPlay isn't working right. Like, because we watch it from on the Apple TV from my computer, but it's lacking. It's not, it's like dragging, so we can't like really watch it.
Mm.
It's pissing me off. Ever
you
since
need
I
to reset.
Well, ever since I uploaded to Yosemite Sam, it doesn't work right.
Okay.
But I should also probably buy the episodes on iTunes rather than borrow them from the internet.
You should. They're only $1.99. So I wanted to talk about another thing.
Okay. Let's talk. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
hold on.
You.
All right, I have to pull it up.
Me. Let's talk about everything. Wait. Let's talk about
Sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things that makes me.
Or
maybe.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys Concert of the Century.
That sounds like a baby crying. Yeah. So,
what you got to talk about?
I wanted to talk about one of our podcast listeners that shall remain nameless, RC, wishing death on one of your co-hosts is not appropriate, RC Martinez. Where is your boyfriend to handle you?
Right. He's in Colorado right now.
You need to get there and handle him in Wisconsin. In the fucking Milwaukee.
Oh my God.
Madisons.
And he's like, okay, so he didn't know this part, but the part that he was texting me, I was like doing a copy of the text and sending it to you. He was like, oh my God, Roger would love this. And I'm like, he's actually reading it all. But he was like talking about these nasty like sex positions that would be called foul monkeys. And I was just like, you are disgusting. Who has a brain like that can think of those nasty things? And then he came up with a situation like between Tony and I. Like,
oh my God.
I'm like, I just... Come on.
I mean, he was making shit up, but I'm trying to download the article that was posted in what he posted on our wall, which was if there was a sexual act that was particular that didn't have a name that you would name foul monkeys? Like, oh my God, yesterday I was with my man and he foul monkeyed me.
Right.
Like, what would that act be? Or, oh my God, yesterday I got foul monkeyed. Which I actually thought that was... So when Ricky was sending me the copies of this and he proposed a question to Ricky first before he posted it on our Facebook page, I responded with like, ew, what's wrong with him? AKA, wow, that's a funny question. We should actually do right. that. So then before either one of us could have the opportunity to do that, he had already posted it on our Facebook page. And I was like, what the fuck?
And he posted on the Pride 48 page, which got like 40 comments or something. I cannot believe this many people are talking about this.
And it's like, why? I mean, it's sick and fucking twisted. And I love that question, by the way, because we are sick and twisted motherfuckers.
But he was just like, I was like, I can't. I'm stop reading your text messages right now. So if you could come up with a sexual, what is it, like a sexual position or a sexual slang term?
It is an act.
What would you put in the Urban Dictionary for a foul monkey's sex act?
Yeah, like if you were having sex, what would you consider it being called foul monkeyed? Like if, for example, like if, let's say, like what do they call the bulldog? Or no, is it the bulldog or is it the... not the bulldog, the bull, red monkey or punch monkey or something. It's where you
donkey punch,
not a donkey punch, but it's, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like where you're fucking someone and then you slowly, it's called the raging bull. So you're fucking them and then you slowly bend over and whisper in their ear while you're fucking them that you have AIDS and then you ride the bull, raging bull. God. Or where you, there's another one where you like the it's called something like where you punch them, or so when you're like, when you're getting ready to come, you punch them in the face so that they bleed and then you come all over their face. It's like the strawberry punch or something, I don't know. But anyways, so something in those regards. I don't really care for it to be too graphic.
I'm trying to find the entry on the Pride 48 page, but it looks like it may have been removed. I'm for sure I can't find it. So maybe they removed it because it got too vulgar.
Here, I'm going to bring up the article that someone posted about bonobos. Because apparently bonobos like to have angry sex. So I'm just going to read little excerpts on bonobos. We've known for some time that bonobos are among the most sexual of all living animals, besides, of course, humans. More sex equals less conflict. That's number one. So the article is from Psychology Today, and it's called Seven Things
Bonobos. Jay posted this.
Yeah, Jay posted it. So seven things bonobos can teach us about love and sex. The first one is more sex. And it says, as as a great primologist, Franz de Waal, put it, chimps use violence to get sex, while bonobos use sex to avoid violence. While chimps victimize each other in many ways, rape, murder, infanticide, warfare between groups, there's never been a single observed case of any of these forms of aggression among bonobos, who are much sexier than chimps.
More sexual?
No, that's what it says, sexier.
Oh.
And so that's the first one. So apparently, the connection between is less restrictive sexuality and less conflict generally holds true for humans in society. So it's kind of like what they're trying to equate that to us. So the second one is feminism can be very sexy. When females are in charge, everyone lives better, including the males. While males chimps run the show among bonobos, it's the females who are in charge with much better quality of life for everyone involved.
Mama.
Mm-hmm. That's why we need a woman president. Okay. Number three, sisterhood is powerful. Although female bonobos are about 20% smaller than males, roughly the same ratio as in chimps and humans, they dominate males by sticking together. If a male gets out of line and harasses a female, all the other females will gang up on him.
Hello.
Beat their ass. Mm-hmm. That sounds like high school. The sisterly solidarity combined with lots of sex tends to keep the males behaving politely. So maybe that sister girlfriend who was walking up in New York City getting all that care calls, she needed to walk with some girlfriends. Anyway, number four, jealousy isn't romantic. While bonobos no doubt experience unique feelings for one another, they don't seem to worry much about controlling one another's sex lives, nor do bonobos seem to gossip much. That's really something that we all can learn from. Number five, there's promise and promiscuity. As a casual sex among bonobos is arguably a big part of what has made them among the smartest of all primates, until human beings came along and messed things up for them, bonobos enjoyed more high quality of life, low stress, and plenty of social interaction in hammocks. In fact, of the many species of social primates living in multi-male social groups, not a single species is sexually monogamous. Each of the arguably smartest mammals, humans, chimps, bonobos, and dolphins, are promiscuous. So what does that say about open relationships? I guess maybe I'm going to have to have one of those.
Oh.
Number six, good sex needn't always include an orgasm, and casual doesn't necessarily mean empty or cheap. I guess I'm doing something right.
What good is it if it's not empty or cheap?
Right? That's a good one.
Right.
Most bonobo sexual interactions are nothing more than a quick feel, rub, or intromission, a bonobo handshake, if you will. And then it says, but bonobos are very romantic. Like humans, they kiss, hold hands and feet, and gaze into one another's eyes while having sex. And the last one, sex and food go together better than love and marriage. At least for bonobos. Nothing gets
you preach it to the choir, bonobos.
Right? Nothing gets a bonobo orgy started faster than a feast. Give a group of bonobos a bunch of food and they'll all have some quick sex before very politely sharing the food. No need to fight over scraps like a bunch of uncouth chimps. So I guess we should learn something from bonobos. Always include food and you're going to have great sex.
Right.
And always let the female lead.
Right. I think one of the best answers to this. So basically, RC said, okay, everybody, as you know, I'm a huge Foul Monkeys fan. I have a question. If you were going to come up with a sex act named after the Foul Monkeys called the Foul Monkey or a Foul Monkey, what would it be? What would it mean to foul monkey someone or have been foul monkeyed? One of my favorite answers was from Baron Frosty. He goes, it involved fried buckets of chicken on a twister board.
Well, politely sharing food and having tons of sex.
Having fun.
Right.
Hello.
Hello. That's the problem with, I think that's a problem with our Western culture is that there's such a negative connotation with sex. And I think that's the reason why a lot of people grow up with having these like, oh, I don't, you know, this is weird or, you know, instead of embracing it and making us aware that this is a part of life. This is what happens.
Excuse me. Sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah, clearly not involved in the conversation. Always happens. Anyways, moving along.
So, speaking of having fun, Egypt jails 8 men over gay marriage video. Did you see this?
What?
Egypt jails 8 men over gay marriage video.
Oh, Lord.
Cairo. It's Cairo, right?
Yeah.
8 Egyptian men were sentenced to 3 years in jail on Saturday on charges of spreading indecent images and inciting debauchery after they appeared in an online video purporting to show the country's first gay marriage ceremony. The judge ruled that they would also be subject to police supervision following the completion of their prison sentence. The sentence was met with uproar from the families of the defendants who demonstrated outside the courthouse in downtown Cairo and were cleared by police. The defendants, who have denied the charges, stood silent in the courtroom cage as the verdict was read, one of them holding up a copy of the Quran. Is that right? Quran?
Quran.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's the Quran. That's what Jesus said. Gay marriage is not legal in Egypt, a conservative Muslim society where the footage, which went viral on social media sites in August, caused a stir online. Though homosexuality is not specifically outlawed in Egypt, discrimination is rife. Was that right? R-I-F-E, rife.
Mm-hmm.
Arrest of gay men occasionally... Arrest of gay men occasionally make headlines, and the accused are typically charged with debauchery. Is it? It's debauchery, right? Whatever.
Debauchery.
Or morality or blasphemy, drawing criticism from rights groups. The footage, which was posted on YouTube, appears to show a group of men celebrating a gay wedding on a Nile riverboat. The men were first charged in September when a public prosecutor's statement said that the images were humiliating, regrettable, and would anger God, concluding that they constituted a criminal act. The prosecutor ordered the coroner to carry out physical examinations as part of the investigation. They're still alive. Why is a coroner touching them? That's weird. The sentence can be appealed. The largest crackdown on homosexuals in Egypt took place in 2001 when police raided a floating disco called the Queen Boat.
Oh, yeah. They made a documentary off of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
52 men were tried in the case that drew widespread criticism from human rights groups and Western governments. How do we feel about that?
Well, you know, I think that, that's actually, it's actually good that you bring that up, because I was watching Bill Maher before you got over here, and, you know, he's been getting a lot of slack for the comments that he made about grouping the Muslim community as one, and...
All together, extremists, right,
People, and then especially, you know, people are really up in the uproar because he's going to, is it Stafford? Or what's the university that invited him?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyway, so basically he was getting a lot of shit for being invited, and they were asking for him to be disinvited for doing the commencement speech.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understand where he's coming from in regards to what he's saying basically what he was saying was that... He thinks that there's something wrong with this religion, not just the people who are making it like extremist, but just in general. You know, in his point, he was pointing out the fact that like their women are, the males are very misogynistic, like women are not seen
as... So is Christianity.
Yeah, I mean, this was a particular, because that's the conversation that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But yes, most religions are misogynistic. But he was anistic. he was basically saying that, you know, that he just thinks that, you know, it's basically wrong that, you know, any religion, but this one in particular, where like, your religion doesn't want your women walking ahead of you. You have to be dressed up in all this garb because no piece of skin can be shown unless you're in your home. Gay people are not allowed in the religion. So if you are gay, you're automatically condemned.
Of that is not religion. It's government control.
No, that's a part of the religion. Like in Muslim religion,
the government
in the Quran,
forces them to go by it.
Well, that was his point. His point was that this isn't just a religious, it's not just a religious thing. It's also the fact that the government believes in this because it is something that is stated in a religion, but they go to the extreme of it. So what he was trying to say was, I think that it's all bad. It's all bad because your religion, even without the extremists, believe that. So
yeah, but so does Christianity.
Right.
Like in the Bible.
Right, but that's his... He wasn't talking about that because that was not what the conversation was. But anyway, so he got a lot of slack for saying that because people were saying not all Muslims are like that. That's just the extremist part of the Muslim and Islam and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What he was saying, no, it's not just the extremists. It's also the people who believe in this religion. That was his point.
Yeah.
And going back to what you were saying, this is what happens when you
like grouping the Westboro Baptist Church with like a church that accepts gay marriage. You're saying like the same, they're the same people. They're not.
And that's what people who are sort of trying to tell him that you can't just group all of them into one because not everyone believes in that.
And there's probably people that are trying to change the way things are.
It's, right.
That same thing happened with Christianity in the Bible. I mean, for the longest time, women were treated like shit. And
well,
I mean,
they're still not treated. I mean, they're not treated like shit now.
A majority
of
Christian people, I would think, don't stone their wives. Or
no.
Don't make them wash their feet with their hair and shit like that. You know?
Right. Right. And I mean, and I think he was being very, I think he was, and he won't back down from his comments, which is one of the biggest things that I like about Bill Maher is the fact that he will state, so, and sometimes I do think he's a little, I don't want to say outlandish, but he's, you know, he says things and I'm just like, oh.
Like for shock.
A little bit. Like he'll say something and I'm like, this particular comment, I kind of agree with him, not in the sense of I don't want to necessarily generalize. If I'm going to believe everything that he's saying, he needs to group in all kinds of religions because they all believe that. Mm-hmm. But you can't have what. And I think his point was in saying that. I think his point was is that you can't have your cake and eat it too. Because then the following, like a couple episodes later, which was an episode that I was watching before you got here. There was a woman on there who also is a Muslim, and she was saying, I'm a Muslim and I don't believe that. Like, I don't want people dead. I don't want people this and that. And what he was trying to get her to say was, but you still believe that, you know, if you steal, you should be stoned to death because that's what your religion says. And she was like, no, that's not what I believe. But then why do you practice this religion? And it's like,
because like everybody else, they pick out the parts they like and they pick out the parts they don't
that's
like.
That's what his point was. I think that his entire comment in saying that was, he was saying
he didn't
that,
say it the right way.
He didn't specify that. But I think what I got from that comment and that particular conversation was that you can't be one thing on paper and then say that you're something different. So basically saying that if in what you believe in says this, this, and this, and you're so secular to that, then you cannot sit there and say to me that you don't believe that, because if you're studying what you're studying, you can't pick and choose.
Do you know how hard it is to change something that a billion plus people probably believe in?
Right, but that's why he
I don't want to say believe in, but practice.
That's
and
why
there's probably 0.01% that's trying to change it, or like 10% right. of the people are trying to change it.
Right.
It takes time.
Well, that's like the, you know, like the new Pope that we have. I mean, he literally, in the last couple of days or in the last couple of weeks, he literally said that evolution is real. When has a Catholic priest, Christian, anything ever said that those two go to hand in hand? Mm-hmm. No one. That's a shock. But that's someone who knows that as time has gone by, you can't have one without the other. Like, mm-hmm. it's, you know, you try to have to involve both of them. And that's kind of like when he had said initially that gay people were just like other people and blah, 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 and we should accept them and blah, blah. So I think that is what from what I gathered in his statement about that, I don't necessarily think that he was wanting to say that everyone is the same. Literally, he was making a generalization, which could be bad in some degree. But I do also think that by him saying something like that, what his ultimate word was, you can't have one piece and not have the other. You can't have your cake and eat it too and say, I read this religion and I don't believe that part. I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah, but he's also saying that if one or a group of Muslim people blew up the Twin Towers, then everyone in that religion is responsible, or everyone is a terrorist in that religion. That's not true.
No, he's not. And he's aware of that. I mean, obviously he's, you know, he knows, but he's, you know, and I just think it was an interesting statement that he made. You know, I struggle with that. I struggle with that in the sense of like, you know, when I was a kid, I definitely, you know, was raised as a Catholic, and I certainly didn't believe in a lot of the crap that they did. I mean, I'll never remember. I remember Madonna was on this. She was being interviewed, or they recorded a piece of her making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And They were asking for her reaction because I guess she was getting a lot of feedback from that, a lot of backlash from her statement. And she's just like, you know, I have issues with Catholicism, you know, and one of the things that she had said was, how can you deem kissing another man as a sin and using that as fair value as murdering a person? Like, how can they be considered the same sin? You know, and
a sin is a sin.
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
And you can murder somebody and you can apologize and say, I'm sorry I murdered your family repent. Member. But you cannot take kiss. Away that kiss.
Yeah, kiss that kiss. And when I heard that, I just thought, oh my God, that made me question a lot of my religious belief in Catholicism. I was just like, I can't believe that. But that's also the reason why I stepped away from it, because I was just like, I don't want to have my cake and eat it too with that when it comes to religion.
I don't want to get killed.
I just want to have cake.
And by cake, you mean the priest.
I mean, never serious enough.
All right, so we're almost into 40 minutes, so we're going
to go. Oh, are we not going to talk about cereal? And not the kind you eat.
We can, but there's nothing really changed from what we talked about.
Did you not hear this last episode? I heard it,
but it's not like...
Okay, so we'll touch on it really quickly, because we need to get this
out. I kind of felt like this last episode was kind of like she was putting facts out there, and I was like, oh, Nisha girl, Nisha. Your call girl messed up his life.
You know what? I will tell you, and I texted you this. I mean, I was almost in tears, and I'm not even lying to you. I seriously was in. I mean, like, my eyes got watery because I was listening to him, and it's towards the end. Spoiler alert for anyone. I got close to the end of the episode, and I think it's when they're starting to get to the debate of like, why are you here? Like, why do you want to talk to me? Like, yeah, right. It was a little right before that. And, you know, they were discussing Nisha, and it made me feel really sad. And it made me feel really sad for him, because I think for me, there's just something about this whole thing. Because I've even read outside of the listening to the episode, and there's just something that doesn't seem right, and it doesn't add up for me. And it really makes me believe that. Even though I think she had a really good case, with a lot of the stuff that she released in terms of information, like, it just doesn't seem something slightly fishy, but I still believe that he's innocent. And, you know, and it's really sad to hear him say, like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you know, I've accepted my faith, and this is what it's going to be.
I find it kind of sad when he asked her, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this story? And she said, well, I've learned that you're a pretty nice guy, and I want to see what's going on with this case. And then he pretty much said,
right, he paused every time for a I long hear time.
That, I want to kill myself, because I don't want to hear somebody say, oh, you're a nice guy, you couldn't have murdered anyone. I want to hear someone go through the facts and say, there is no way you murdered this person. Not because he's nice, not because, you know. Right. So he said he's tired of hearing that. Apparently a lot of people say that.
Yeah. So. And that made me really sad as well, because I was like, I think he's gotten to the point for being in jail for so long that he's gotten over the fact that he's in jail for the rest of his life. And it's sad when she did ask him that, when he asked her that, and then she replied, because, you know, I'm interested in your case because I think you're, you know, this X, Y, and Z, and you're a nice guy. And he paused, and you could tell that I don't, he says he was angry, but I think that just really hurt him, because it was like, nice is not going to get me out of jail.
Right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it gets him a retrial or something, and they go back and look at everything. And
I know, hopefully. You know, were you able to watch that Netflix movie that I was telling you about?
No, I forgot. What was it called?
Oh, I'll have to, something about Michael. I'll have to give you the title, but
okay.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Oh,
very similar to that. I don't know. It's just, it's really sad. It really made me just think about like how difficult it must have been for him. You know, especially the first couple of years to accept the fact that And even he said it in the episode. He's like, there's nothing that really says I did this. There's nothing that points to me. It, all of it is circumstantial. And he's like, and the fact that I am here is like, I have to accept that. So I don't know. It was really sad. It'll be interesting to see what the next episode divulges on the case and stuff. So
we'll see. Yeah. I hope you guys are listening because it's really good.
It is. It
comes out every Thursday, I think.
Yes, every Thursday around the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to leave, right?
Yes.
We have to take two TVs to the Brown Elephant?
Yes.
And then what else?
I don't know.
That's it, right?
I think that's it, really.
Are you going to stay the night with us?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about that.
It's, I mean, we know you're homeless and everything, so we're just trying to do what's best for you.
Yes, the beehive right now would describe the, would make that known, right? Anyways,
all right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky,
and this is who did I say I was?
Royer.
Royer. Yeah,
we'll talk to you next week.
Deuces.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.